Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's turn our attention back to the Cowboys and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, I was curious. I know there's a lot more that goes into the Ravens scouting than like, hey, let's just talk about Lamar Jackson. But I was curious. Micah Parsons said that Lamar Jackson is probably the best dual threat quarterback in the league and in history. I was curious. Because I know the position has also changed, but do you think Lamar Jackson is the best dual threat quarterback you've ever seen?
I'm trying to go through a Rolodex of quarterbacks who ran the football.
Randall Cunningham.
And Steve Young popped to my head.
Michael Vick.
But you know what? Those guys, they were more scramblers. These are called runs.
Yeah.
I mean, they pull two offensive linemen and they have a sweep left. It's on purpose, you know, with intention. So I think from called runs and the amount of yards he's gained, I have a hard time arguing against that.
That time that Ronnie Brown was a Wildcat quarterback, remember that? for the Dolphins for about, you know, 2 weeks or so. That was a time there.
Yeah, and he wasn't a quarterback, though, right?
No, he was a running back.
Fair.
They were like, hey, we got no other options right
now. Yeah, I mean, they, you know, you've got to plan on called plays. And, you know, when he's running with the ball on a called play, that means you got an extra blocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the running back, I don't know. I mean, he's blocking, I would imagine. It's not like quarterback handing off and just standing there. So I think that complicates it. And he's so big, you know, he's about as big as most of your linebackers. So it's hard to bring him down. Now, the downside of that is that, boy, at some point, you just got to worry he's going to get hurt.
Sure.
And you better have a good backup that can throw the football. And think about it. If you ever played any sport against somebody that's like so much better than everybody else.
Yes.
And if you ever get to them, don't you give them a little extra?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because you're so frustrated. So I think, you know, I just think they got to be careful. But that's part of their offense, so have at it. Hey, how about this? I saw this note. I'm trying to remember where it was. It was some Ravens website or whatever. They had looked up. You guys remember Stratomatic?
Yes.
Does it even exist still? I guess it does, right?
Maybe.
And they simulate. They simulate a team's games over, you know, the course of the season before it starts.
Yeah, it still does. It still does. It says the original fantasy sport.
They simulated the Ravens getting off to an 0-2 start.
Huh.
Can you believe? I mean, I think it was they predicted they'd lose to the Chiefs 27-24, and they lost 27-20. And then they predicted the loss this past week to the Raiders.
Man.
That's like, seriously?
What do they say about this game, then?
You would have to ask.
Yeah, okay.
they predicted a 29-16 victory for the Ravens.
Oh, man. Well, let's not let that happen. But one of the things that could be a big factor in that is We got a little breaking news happening here, Mickey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and maybe you already were aware of this as we were going along. Cowboys are placing Jordan Phillips on injured reserve with a wrist injury.
A wrist injury.
And he's going to miss at least the next four games.
341 pounds, and he hurt his wrist?
Hurt his wrist.
That's a lot to be leaning on.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah, so you got a very good point there. And so I'm kind of curious, like, what's the...
I thought it was going to be a heel injury from being pushed backwards.
Wow, man. Beat. Mick's bringing the fire this week.
Yeah, it happened. And so what's the plan? What would be the plan there? What's your move?
They have a rather, and I'm going to, I think I remember his name. I was going to say they have a rather large human being at defensive tackle on the practice squad. Mickey, what's the guy's name? Well, number one, they do have, I know what it was. Phil Hoskins.
Yes, 6'5",
315. He's in his fourth year. So if they just needed another big body,
yeah,
they have that. And also, they could elevate him. They could also elevate Carl Lawson, a defensive end. Another possibility. Everybody keeps asking about Dalvin Cook. I don't know if Dalvin Cook can open holes to get through, but to me, that's the biggest problem they have in the running game. But yeah, if he's on IR, that's 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 4 weeks.
And that's a position that they didn't have a lot of depth or experience at, except for him and Linville Joseph, who didn't have a great performance either.
Yeah, neither one of them did at all.
And now you got to face a running quarterback who will, hit the same holes that Kamara did.
Right.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He'll hit them a little differently, obviously.
That is true.
The way he gets to them.
Yeah, maybe not as fast, but maybe with more power.
Phil Hoskins and Denzel Daxon are on the practice squad.
Right, I forgot.
Okay.
That's right, Daxon. If they want to call those up.
Yeah.
What kind of importance does that put on DeMarvion Overshown as potentially being the spy for Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, and I would think that's got to take place. But again... And we got to see how their roles are because, he was the guy on the nickel. And I guess I'm not familiar enough yet with the Ravens on how much they go three wide receivers because that's when Overshown's been on the field. When they've gone up against heavy run formations, it's been Leofau as the other linebacker. So, how do you adjust, like, which type of linebacker you want to play when you know that he's going to run the football? Do you want a bigger guy out there, or do you want a guy that's more mobile?
I think the second one. Actually, let me take that back. I definitely want the second one. Yeah.
As long as he can stand up against Derrick Henry running the ball. See, it's kind of twofold.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where they get you.
I haven't figured out that answer quite yet, Mick.
Yeah.
And that's Zimmer's job.
You know? That's right. That's right. Give him some
put that in your little computer and see what spits out.
Okay.
Right. Stratomatic up right now.
And I, just checking out what's going on over there, it sounds like, I don't know that Derrick Henry hasn't got enough carries and you got to give him the ball more.
And their offensive line has been a little questionable to start the season.
See, and that's what no one looks at. It's like, running backs can run the football, but they got to have some place to run. Something's got to be open. And I don't think the Cowboys' offensive line played off all that well in the running game. There was very few times that the running backs hit the hole and weren't touched.
I agree.
And if you watch these other games, I saw holes that were gigantic guys are scooting through.
Are you confident? This is my next question because we've talked about it, like where I kind of stand on all of this. Are you confident then, if the holes do develop, we haven't really seen it so far, if they do develop, that we have the running back personnel that can take advantage of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I just haven't seen much to run through. Very rarely. unless they hit an end around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere you can find out where first contact hits with a running back. And it's right away for you know, I mean, they're not, you know, gaining 2 yards because they can't run. They're not on crutches. It's because there's nowhere to go. And so I think that's one of the problems that they've got to solve. And again, you know, we just kind of take for granted that they've got two rookies starting on the offensive line. Like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah, we're like, oh, plug like and that. Play, right? Yeah. Plug yeah. and play. Just throw, they're going to be
well,
all right.
Well, you know, the choices weren't, you know, they didn't have a bunch of them. And the one guy's moving from right to left, right? And the other guy's played his first 2 games at center in his football career.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's their fault because I think it was across the board. They just weren't run blocking very well. You know, and I don't know how well they've been protecting Dak either, tell you the truth. Yeah, so, yeah, I wonder if you just say, well, let's just throw the ball and see if we can open up the running game. Because I did notice that, and I don't, and again, when you see numbers like this, you don't see inside why it happens, but the Ravens are 32nd.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And in pass defense after 2 games, 257 yards a game they've given up passing. Do you just go out and throw on him?
Every single play.
I mean, well, based off of that number, kind of.
I mean, I don't even know why I'm even trying to run the ball at that point. Just right? Do it. Yeah.
And, you know, they've been noted to be very good against the run. You know, and if that's the Cowboys' strong suit, you know, throw the ball to open up the run game. I don't have a problem with that. So if you look at, you know, I think last year at this time we were probably talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
No, you know, Pollard didn't get off to a great start. And that was all about, well, he's coming off that injury, da-da-da. Well, they never really had a strong running game last year either, if you look at it. Couldn't punch the ball in from the 5-yard line to save their lives.
Yeah, that is true. And actually, we're probably going to need to talk about that more as we go along with the week and talk about the red zone offense and everything like that. Let's pick this conversation back up tomorrow, good sir, if we can.
Good one, guys. We'll talk again.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm looking at the clock, and I feel like we have just a minute for hockey.
Now Dallas with their first possession of overtime. Harley turns on the Jets. Here he comes, and he scores! What a game for Thomas Harley.
Shout out to Gavin Dawson and the G-Bag Nation for 60 seconds on soccer.
Okay, yeah.
That's a brilliant way they all introduce
that.
Yes, absolutely. So yesterday,
60 seconds on ice.
Busy. Oh, I like that.
Frozen.
Busy day for the Stars. That might be copyrighted. They re-sign Esa Lindell, 5-year extension, and then also get Thomas Harley on a 2-year contract. The Stars were busy yesterday, man.
The line change. That's what we call it next time, Kevin.
Okay.
We call it the line
change. That's not bad. That is not bad at all.
Second shift. You know, something crazy like that. Kevin, I like the news. I appreciate the news, but all I can think of now is new names for that. That's all I can think of right now.
All I can think of when I hear Stars is victory.
Yeah, I love victory.
Yeah. You got to download that app or something.
Yeah.
Victory Plus. That's right.
We're all over.
So if I download Victory, it's not going to work?
I don't know.
Just the word Victory?
There is a separate app for Victory.
I bet there. Let's go look it up. I'll look it up on my phone.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. By the way, you didn't mention the Bobby Witt Jr. note, did you?
Tell me.
Okay. He has become the first shortstop in Major League history to record multiple 30 home run, 30 steal seasons.
Wow.
That's really impressive to me, especially given how young he is. Like, at this point, if you told me he did it like three more times, I'd be like, oh, I could see that. But already, first to have multiple 30 for 30 seasons.
There is a victory app, Kevin.
Is A-Rod in the 40-40 club?
Ooh, I think he is.
So it just means he didn't get 30 home runs either the year before or the year after?
Exactly.
Yeah, because that would be the only guy, because Cal Ripken Jr. was the first ever... In a weird way, I know you look at his numbers, it doesn't say this, but like he was the first ever power-hitting shortstop.
Yeah.
So you could have guys that would steal bases at shortstop, but you would never have power at short. And then Cal Ripken Jr. ushered in the Jeter, and I'm not saying he had tons of power, but the bigger shortstop.
Yeah.
But with the bigger shortstop became not as many stolen bases.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next... It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or did they take off their shoe to prove a point?
Idiot.
Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Slater up the middle. Blocked by Slater. Gets by the kicker. He's going to go. It's a foot race with Bass. You can kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. 98-yard kickoff return. Rager and New England.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We'll talk about Mr. Jalen Rager in just a second, but it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or are they like Leo from the 469? My buddy Leo's an idiot because he falls for Jerry Jones all in. We win in the Super Bowl this year every single year. I feel you, Leo.
You're all right, Leo, man. Remember, they got this game out of the way in September because Jerry knew they were going to have a game like this. And they said, let's do it in week two after the momentum of week one so it won't happen in January. I think if
that
I'm following...
might have been my favorite
Jerry,
part
right.
of that interview yesterday. Because in my
he
mind...
he knows it's going to happen. And they've been always saving it for the playoffs. And he really wanted to get rid of this game.
I don't know if it's like I desperately want anything positive or I'm just used to the sell job that Jerry Jones gives us. But when he said that, I was like, oh, okay, let's do that. So we got the bad stuff out of the way.
It was too early. It was too early. Honestly.
That's probably true.
They'll change it next year. But you'll see this year when they make a run in the playoffs, if we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
In week two against New Orleans, it would have happened in the playoffs.
Here's the thing, though, when it comes to buying in on the all-in or whatever, every year, I think, not just Cowboys fans, but fans of any team start to go, okay, this season's whatever. Like this year, I thought the Rangers would be better. I was like, we won a World Series. We're going to be like right there contending. It's not happened so far.
They're averaging 13 runs on September 17th in 2024.
Hell yeah!
Right now, don't you feel like as the Mavs season rolls up, aren't you sitting here feeling like, hey, we're going to go back to the NBA Finals?
Actually, I do.
As the Stars season rolls here, you're like, hey, the Stars are going to play hockey and be in the playoffs.
Yes, I would agree with especially that first one, but definitely I think the first two.
And I do think the Mavs are a top four team in the NBA. But I only think one team from the East is a top four team in the NBA, which is Boston.
Okay.
So I do think that right now, and I'm on the cusp of like taking Denver out and going Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota. But and then I'm like, should I put Denver back in there and take out Minnesota?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The tough thing is the top five teams, four of them are in your conference.
That is true.
So you might not make it as far as we hope because the stinking conference. We need to be in the Eastern Conference and avoid Boston.
But that butt kicking, Kevin, I think you want to be like on a 7-game win streak to start the season before you get that kind of thing to happen.
Okay.
Because right now it's too early. By the end of the season, we'll be like, oh, we forgot all about that. Mike's saying, you know, like it'll help, but we forgot all about it. You get it in the middle of the season somewhere after you've been on a real good hot streak, it makes you reevaluate.
Yeah, but you said it. You don't want it in the meat.
Nope.
And you don't want it at the end.
Huh.
There you go. Alec, good job.
That's a good point. You're doing great today, now, man. Since we were talking about basketball for a second, this one's tough. Is it possible that Michael Jordan could be an idiot for his real estate dealings? Now,
what? When it comes to things,
all you do is take shots at him.
Yeah.
What?
Every day you're all like, the time. Did you see what Michael
Jordan
did this
time? When is the last
time
like, that has happened?
He gambled and the whole dad thing
He's
and leaving the NBA
smoker.
Was all a facade.
The flu game was false.
I actually do think he was instructed to
leave. Yeah, the flu game wasn't a flu game.
I never said that.
And you said LeBron's way better. And you
haven't said
everything
that
LeBron says you agree with.
You and your Scottie Pippen jersey.
I haven't said that either. There. All right.
Yeah.
He has a home.
Did you have Scotty?
Yeah, you're a Scotty guy.
No.
Instead of Jordan's, you had Scotty.
He played all the games.
Jordan has a house in Highland Park, Illinois.
Oh!
It is now under contract after being on the market for 12 years.
That's too long.
The house was most recently listed at $14.8 million.
I bet it's gone down.
In 2012,
real
when it was originally, well, get ready for a hard fact
All
of life
right,
for Michael Jordan.
Let's see.
When he listed it in 2012, he listed the sale, according to Zillow, for $29 million.
Oh.
In the ensuing 12 years, it almost got cut in half. Now, here's my question. I mean, I know he's like crazy rich. Yeah. How rich do you have to be to just have your house sitting there at multiple tens of millions of dollars and just be like, eh, figure it out. Like, sell it or don't. We're not living there. Whatever.
How much? They say to buy a home. I mean, maybe I could be wrong about this. You need to have like at least a third of the money.
20% was the thing back in
like,
the day.
But to put down, yeah. But maybe it's, you know, I don't know. It's just... To buy a $29 million home, how much money do you feel like you have to have? $50 million? Like, that might be not enough, to
Maybe
be honest.
Maybe now that it's dropped in half, he only needs half of that money.
Because he's worth over $1 billion.
Yeah, because when he
sold... So we know that this isn't... It's still a deal. Losing money's losing money, but I don't know. I don't know what it would... To have a house right now, if you moved into another house, what we make... The house would have to be worth $20,000 for us to be okay with it sitting on the market for a decade?
Yeah, dude. Every once in a while, I'm like, I would like a lake house. And then I'm like, there's no way I can afford a lake house.
But if the other house is worth six figures, let's just put it at $100,000. I don't think any one of us, including Alec, and he comes from big time money in Mansfield, is, we couldn't afford it. We would go under.
Do they have a HEB in Mansfield?
They just opened one a couple months ago.
Yeah, see?
Big time. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He thought the Cowboys were going to come back against the Saints.
Well.
Just ran out of time.
Yeah.
Look, man, they didn't just run out of time. They got their asses kicked, all right?
They scored three in the second half.
Good point.
The 817, my buddy's an idiot. He says Arch Manning is a system QB.
You only saw him like in one full, almost not even full game.
I mean, the Sark system is great. All right. He could make great quarterbacks. However, I think that this quarterback, like just the history, he knows how to quarterback. His family does. That's what they do for a living. The whole family.
I will say this. It was against UT San Antonio. I think he's going to be awesome. Yeah. But you do have to take that into consideration and go, well, if he does stay the starting quarterback and then he gets into the SEC schedule, that will be, I think, a lot different playing. I'm just throwing out Mississippi State, right? They're not a very good team, but not a horrible team. Like that will be different if he does that against Mississippi State.
Now, is Jalen Reagor an idiot?
His dad went to Texas Tech.
Oh, good note.
Your face.
Isn't he the one that made the NFL too? The dad, the father. I'm pretty sure. Like, was it a nice defensive end?
I'm not disputing that. I don't remember that. So Jalen Reagor has been cut from the Patriots. And a lot of people think it's specifically because of what he put on his Instagram. And it was the picture of the Bugatti parked in the trailer park. Now, he didn't make the original 53-man roster. He signed to the practice squad. He hasn't been activated for either the first two games. I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but it feels fair to potentially assume that the Patriots thought that this was a knock against them and the practice squad, and they had to go ahead and let him go.
Oh, man. What's he going to do now?
I mean, he's not good at football in the NFL, so I'm not sure.
His dad was good.
better than him, probably.
9 years in the NFL.
Woo!
All-American at Texas Tech from Waxahachie, Texas.
Very, very nice.
Second-round pick.
Oh, Rager was higher. He's a first-round pick.
Super Bowl champion.
Ooh, advantage, Elder Rager. Is Jose Altuve an idiot for just this?
He's a future Hall of Famer.
But also probably still an idiot. Oh, my wife didn't want me to take off my jersey. So Jose Altuve fouled a ball, he says, off of his foot. The home plate umpire was like, no, you didn't. And so Altuve took off his shoes and socks to show him what he thought was a mark from the ball being fouled off his foot. And then the umpire said, you're out of here. Where do you fall on, is there an idiot in this situation?
I think the Altuve is an idiot.
Just because of this? Or?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other things. But, Mike, I'm sitting there going, if I'm an umpire, I'm like, I don't care. You tricked us and won a World Series, and I hate you. And I'm ejecting him as quick as possible.
Were they out of replay reviews? Because wouldn't you just go, it hit my foot, and look at your manager and go, review it? The other day, Ezekiel Duran got smoked in the forearm by a ball, and they said, no, foul ball. And he pointed to his forearm right there to the umpire and was like, I got hit by the ball right here. He didn't get thrown out.
Yeah.
And then Bochy's like, put on the, it wasn't even close. He got hit. So I guess if you're out of reviews, but I was thinking, I guess I probably have to throw a guy out for taking off his shoe and sock.
I think that feels fair.
The other thing too is I feel like there's a really long violation against the pitch clock if you're not in the batter's box because you've taken off your sock and shoe. Because I'm like,
point.
I don't have to throw you out, but there's going to be a couple strikes called here.
0-2.
Or does he become shoeless Jose Altuve?
Oh, no.
Do you like that better? Or from the 817, what? Jose Altuve?
What happened to shoeless Joe Jackson?
When is the show?
He disappeared
over?
In the cornfields.
That is true.
Is
in the movie.
True.
But he got caught cheating and then they kicked him out of the sport.
From the 214.
Even though they're not sure he cheated or not.
My buddy's an idiot. He bet a bunch of people on that Saints game and now I owe $300 in $50 bets.
Oh, no.
I like how that started. My buddy's an idiot, but now
I'm third person. No, don't double down. Don't chase after money.
No, don't. Unless you know yours is a sure thing.
He knew.
Yeah.
Corey knew.
I knew it was a sure thing. That's why I was nervous.
He won. And that's...
You weren't nervous at all watching that game?
Oh, I was.
Okay.
I mean, the whiskey helped. The
what
nerves.
You do is,
good point.
If you don't win that, quadruple down.
No, and that's what was going to happen. Because this
is what Michael Jordan did.
Was this
did.
A conference championship game?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid you were going to be then down $600.
No, it wasn't. It was the first round or second
okay.
round.
Yeah, I think it was second round.
I had projected out that the Super Bowl could be potentially for, I don't know, like $2,400. Yeah. And I was like, please, God, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I was very appreciative that the house allowed me to stop after that.
Yeah, at that point, I would have said, can you pay me first so we know you've at least paid up this much money, and I will give it back to you if you do win. But if you lose... Give me another grand.
He is rich.
Now, this one's tough. Is
still Plano.
Is Cheryl Swoops an idiot because she has...
Has she been fired?
No.
Okay, I saw something on YouTube.
Not that I'm aware of.
That said, like, Stephen A. Smith and who's the... I always forget her name, and this is so horrible of me because she's one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time, and she lives here.
Nancy Lieberman.
There's like Nancy Lieberman and Stephen A. Smith discussed the firing of Cheryl Swoops.
Oh.
And I didn't click on it because I don't care too much. But I was like, she got fired for her Caitlin Clark takes.
Well, maybe I did miss that, but she's back at it. Although there were some nicer things. Now, she's repeatedly downplayed Caitlin Clark and she's like, oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark. She's put up some hell of a good numbers. But to me, that's not dominating. Caitlin Clark has 19.5 points per game, 5.7 rebounds per game, and 8.4 assists per game. That stat line has never happened in a WNBA season ever.
Oh, but I mean, that's not dominant.
Even, huh?
I guess.
Even if it's never happened in the history of the WNBA, still.
I mean, it's good.
It is good.
For a rookie.
Wow.
Let's see if she can do better.
I like it. I like
it. Challenging her a little bit.
And then my last one for you. Am I an idiot if I think Derek Lively will be the third best player on the Mavericks, because CBS put out their top 100 players again, and they also have Derek Lively ahead of Klay Thompson. Lively's 90, Klay is 99. So do you feel like that is a normal thing to think?
Yeah, I think where they're at in their career.
Okay. We were close. I almost lost it.
I'm happy to hear that they have four guys on the top 100 list.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I mean, Luka was third, I want to say. I'd have to go back and check.
Yeah, I think that if Derek Lively improves, I'm hoping that when we do this next year, because the Mavericks have come close to winning the championship again or won it, that we're talking about Lively being closer to a 50 player.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't think Klay Thompson, I do think this. I think he can get to like top 75. I think that he can revitalize his career somewhat here late in his career, and people go, no, he still has something left. I don't think he'll ever get to like he's an all-star.
I think he's going to be hitting threes at a clip that we're like, oh my gosh. And people are going to go, because he's doing that, people are going to think he's better than he actually is, but he's going to get a lot of benefit from Luka and Kyrie there.
I think around the league, or around people who write about the league or follow the league, his reputation is so low now that being pretty good, being Miami Heat Ray Allen, will elevate him tremendously, where I don't think there's tons of expectation on Klay Thompson.
Gotcha.
So if he's not very good and like a seventh man, they're like, yeah, we knew he was a seventh man, but if he's a third or fourth guy, people are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In case you were curious, Luka is third behind Jokic and Giannis, and then Kyrie Irving is 25 on that CBS list. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we power rank the QB power rankings. Next on The Fan.
Cook in motion. Allen in the pocket. Allen will run it himself. He pumps. Got some daylight, hurdles to the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. What say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. In case you missed the news from earlier, the Cowboys did place defensive tackle Jordan Phillips on the injured reserve. But Corey, you told me everything is going to be okay, and we've brought in the backup.
I mean, that was a text that came in, Kevin.
Let me go
confirm if Carlos Watkins is back in the fold, but I'll let you know here in just a moment.
What about Wilson? Wilson Phillips?
Oh, my God.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
Carlos Watkins signed to the active roster as a replacement, returning to Dallas poached from the Commanders practice squad.
And who has the fattest face in the NFL?
Sammy Watkins.
All right,
remember, he has a 300-pound lineman's face?
Now, it probably won't surprise you to know that Alvin Kamara was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. You saw it.
Congratulations. Fair?
What's he ever done?
I mean, against the Cowboys.
He scored four touchdowns.
That's it?
Really good. Yeah. Not Ed Bundy. Al Bundy, played by Ed O'Neill, did that in the game once. Ed Bundy is too close to something else that is unfortunate.
Serial killer?
Yes. Yeah. Let's...
You got it.
Power rank the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, I remember. Is this CBS?
It is CBS. I know you're not allowed to access that website anymore.
Carter, when you can fix that on my computer, that'd help out a lot.
Who is the worst starting quarterback in all of the lands?
DJ.
Daniel Jones is only 29th on this list. That means
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is not that low.
Who got injured? And is the backup is replacing them? Is it Skylar Thompson?
Skylar Thompson, the worst. But there are still two quarterbacks worse than Daniel Jones.
Bryce Young.
Incorrect. He is not the starter anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Andy Dalton.
It's not fair because he's not the quarterback yet. Does that make sense? Don't they wait till they play?
One of these has definitely been playing. I talked about him earlier and how bad he's been at throwing the ball. Alec, do you know the answer?
And does he play on a football field?
I see where you're going, but no, that's not correct.
Okay. Yeah, he's 2-0.
Oh, yeah. Good
point. Yeah. All because of the strength and offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bo Nix, number 31 on the list. And then Malik Willis.
What? That was my guess.
What are you talking about? Malik Willis.
He's 1-0.
10 for 14 or 14 to 16, something ridiculous. Yep.
I need to know something.
And he didn't throw a throw-up ball. Like, that's a smart play. Yeah. And he won the game.
Did he kneel that ball?
No, he ran. He ran and got tackled.
Do you think it was a pass play? And he's like, I can't throw
it. It was a third down pass play.
Puke on the ball?
Yes.
Because I said Malik Willis, is that why you said, what are you talking about?
No, because then I said, what you talking about?
Okay.
That's a good one.
Take those kids to that bike shop. All right. Now let's go to the top. Those are the worst.
How much of our audience?
5%
knows what you're talking about.
Okay. The quick PSA. There's this Different Strokes episode where
you can just ask the audience. Ask the texters.
Do you know what happened at that bike shop in Different Strokes? Or can you figure out through context clues what happened? Because Gary Coleman just left his friend behind at the bike shop, and that dude is a pedophile.
That's true, yeah. That was.
You just told everybody what happened in the episode.
Well, they need to know.
The younger generation needs to
know. Asked him, do you remember or can you tell me this episode? And you just told them.
It's too late. Felt like this was an important issue that couldn't wait.
2 seconds.
It is an important issue. All right. Who's the number one quarterback in all of football? It is not Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is correct.
Then Dak.
Shut up.
Yeah! See? Dude, you have that like right there?
On speed dial, man.
Every time Mike talks, he probably has his hand ready to go over something like that.
Is Mahomes on this list? Is he on this list?
He is third.
All right. Oh, he's third?
He is third.
So I said top three, not knowing if he is second or third.
Stroud?
CJ Stroud, number 2 on the quarterback ranking list.
Derek Carr's got to be 3 then.
I just told you Patrick Mahomes is 3. Derek Carr is 14.
What?
So where? Hold on. What do you think Dak is if Derek Carr is 14?
34.
That's too many. He's not worse than Skylar Thompson.
8.
Ooh, good guess.
Number 8?
I think they're going to keep him in the top 10.
10.
All right, here's the rest of the top 10. I told you it goes Allen, Stroud, Mahomes. Rounding out the top 5, Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy.
Oh, wow.
Then it goes
quarterback plays terrible this year.
Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert is 8.
No Herbie.
Dak Prescott is 9.
Close.
Kyler Murray is number 10.
Because he's 5'10".
Okay.
With his hair.
Wouldn't you have put Bryce Young like 6 on this list
Where is he?
He's off
helmet.
The list. They can't put him on. That's true. The redheaded guy on there.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah. You know it's Andy
How
Dalton.
Tall is he with his helmet? Because you said his hair.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, his helmet.
I think does he still have the higher?
He has a pro, yeah.
Yeah. So if you shaved it off, I think he's 5'9".
Okay.
Kevin, you've seen that man in person.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Right?
I think 5'9". Now, the person who's criminally underrated here is Gardner Minshew. He's only number 22, despite the fact.
Exactly where he belongs.
Is it?
Yes.
Who leads in completion percentage? Minshew. Who leads in completions? Minshew. Who has the second most passing yards? Minshew.
You're saying he's top 10?
Go ahead and make your bets for the Super
Bowl. You're saying the Cowboys messed up, should have traded Dak and signed Gardner Minshew in
the offseason? That's what I'm hearing right now, Kevin.
What kind of deal did he sign? It couldn't have been for that much
Give him
money.
Dak's deal. Yeah.
I think I'm finding out at 11 o'clock running backs are worthless and the offensive line is everything.
Yeah, I don't always agree on philosophies with Mickey about that specifically.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt, not worthless. He's been signed to the Chiefs practice squad.
As Jerry predicted yesterday.
Man. I mean, I hate saying this. Do you remember how great he was his rookie year till he beat up?
Yeah.
And then they're just like, because that draft, if you think about that draft, they got Patrick Mahomes and Kareem Hunt, and we thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like they hit the, you know, like when you get the running back and the quarterback in a draft.
Sure.
And then a year later, they're like, we're just releasing them, which is interesting because they're like, I don't know. It'd feel like you would just say, we're just never dealing with Kareem Hunt again.
Right.
He had 1,327 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, 1,782 total yards that year. And he had 8 touchdowns, 3. He had 11 total touchdowns in his rookie season. And then 824 yards the next year. And only one other time has he gotten over 400 yards since then.
And that's Clyde Edwards-Helaire is dealing with mental issues. Is that?
Yeah, I remember. I think
because he's still on the team, but he's not active.
Yeah, and then they've run into a lot of problems at that position. Now I know we got tired of hearing Rashid Shaheed's name called on Sunday.
Yeah,
but I was amazed at some of these numbers. He has the second most 50-plus yard catches in the NFL since 2020, behind only Tyreek Hill. And just ahead of Amari Cooper. Now, unfortunately, that 70-yard catch was a career high. But that's amazing because you hear people talk about, obviously, Tyreek Hill all the time. Amari Cooper gets plenty of love. Don't really feel like you had heard anywhere near as much about Shaheed, except for every time you heard his name called on.
Yeah, and I wish I could find it. I saw a stat, Kevin, float by my face about how many big gains he's had compared to everybody else. You're right, man. He's crushing it in the deep game. And him and Derek Carr have connected very well together there.
A couple more notes for you guys. The Cowboys have placed Pro Bowl defensive lineman DeForest Buckner on injured reserve because of an ankle injury. And then the NFL set another record this weekend. What do you think the record is for most field goals in an NFL weekend?
Oh, crap.
In an NFL weekend?
Yeah.
5 times 16.
So
would that if
the answer to that is 80? I'm not confirming or denying that you're correct, but
that'll be my guess. 80 field goals in a weekend.
Okay. I'll go with 81.
Oh, okay. The previous record was 69.
Nice.
In the week 15 of 2016. This year, this weekend, 73 field goals.
Oh, so I'm still over the top.
Wow. But still, you're pretty close. That was a good job, guys.
Kevin, I got real quick. Can I throw something there real quick? NFL rumor says that Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, former Carolina Panthers quarterback, was spotted at Miami Dolphins practice per multiple reports, which brought a quote tweet from Tyreek Hill that said, this team already has too many kids. Cam Newton has 8 children.
Oh.
So he's saying we already have too many kids around here.
I mean, can I ask this question? Because I know it's over. When was the last time he was good at football? 2019? Like, I don't think...
That is a good question.
Like, I don't think he's ever been a quarterback since COVID.
Yeah, well, I know he played with the Patriots in 2020, and then he went back for, like, 8 games with Carolina in 2021.
Yeah.
But his...
Not good.
Horrible.
2018, was the last time he was
6
good.
Years later.
Yeah.
Yikes. You know what? Adrian Beltre was playing third base for the Rangers that year.
Now he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That is a weird thing.
That's how long ago it was.
It's a great point.
People were talking about Tony Romo coming back in 2018.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I think I got ball sacked on that one, Kevin.
Oh,
the Cam Newton thing?
Oh, I mean, that's really Tyreek Hill that tweeted it. So I guess Tyreek Hill got ball sacked on that one.
Coming up next.
That's what we call it.
I don't know if we're allowed to have that as a drop. It's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, remember, in the noon o'clock hour, we have a pair of actual seats to give away for the Cowboys-Ravens game. So be prepared. We'll get into it next right here on The Fan.